Ryan Hurd is one of Nashville's most prolific songwriters. He's co-written mammoth hits, including What If I Never Get Over You, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, and Lonely Tonight. But he's also an incredibly unique artist in his own right. Hurd has experienced huge success over the past few years, including with the release of his Platonic EP, including the track Wish for the World. And now he's got a new single out with his wife, Maren Morris, called Chasing After You. Here we chat to Ryan about his new single, the past year, and his favourite C2C memory. So please welcome Ryan Hurd.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh,
how are
I just
you?
Realized my name is a very different name to what I'm actually called. How are you? How's the tornado going?
You know, I'm looking out the window. It's a little wet right now, but seems to be calm.
That's relief.
We'll see how it's going. Yeah, the south, man, it's crazy living here this time of year. A lot of crazy weather. So
yeah, unfortunately we just get rain and that's about it over here. Nothing particularly exciting.
What city do you live in?
London.
Okay, so, very cool. We're very much missing London these days.
I was going to say it's weird the fact that it was like C2C a few weeks. It should have been C2C a few weeks ago.
Sure.
And not having that this year has been. Yeah. Sad.
Well, we love that festival. It's like there's not a lot of things that kind of live up to the hype, and that's certainly one of them. I mean,
yeah, because I remember I saw you at All Bar One. Did you do a set up there a few years back?
Was that more of an acoustic one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I played after Lucas Nelson, and it was just that was a lot of fun, and like my bigger shows in the theater just. It's amazing, like that moment for an artist when they realize there's a bit of a fan base.
And yeah.
They know the songs and stuff like that that's what I remember from that trip, is being like, oh my gosh, we can actually do this over here.
I think it always takes a few artists by surprise because they kind of come over and they don't really have any expectations, which I guess is the way to be. And then suddenly they're completely blown over.
Most country artists haven't even been. I had never been until we had to come play. And, so I just have so many great memories of C2C, of playing shows, especially in London. I mean, what an amazing place to play music. So many great cities and shows and different, just a different energy than we're used to, but in a good way. I mean,
every city's got their own particular energy and kind of flavor of what they like and things. And congratulations. I mean, this has been a pretty big week for you guys. The number one most added song on country radio, your son's first birthday. It must be a lot to celebrate right now.
Yeah. And then our anniversary was last night. So, I mean, this time of year is crazy for us, and having the most added song on the radio in the States, I've never had that before. Maren's had it a bunch, but you always get really nervous when you release a song, and it's for me extra pressure to have Maren on it, because if it fails, then it's my fault. So we are just so thankful for all of the people that have gotten behind it, all the fans that have listened to it, and it's just been a really amazing experience. And then to have it all this week, I guess I didn't realize when I saw it on the calendar, like sometimes you don't put two and two together how much crazy stuff's going on, but we had Hayes' birthday party on Saturday, and then Sunday was we're just hanging, and then his birthday was Tuesday, and then ad day was Monday, birthday Tuesday, Wednesday anniversary. So I'm kind of like just
too many things almost to put it in your head. You're like, let's just every day is something new.
It's a great week though. I mean, looking back on it, I guess I didn't realize it when it was going on how special it all was, and I'm just sort of getting to like all my like thank yous for my team and for our radio partners, and should have done that 2 days ago, so I feel a little bad, but
I think you're forgiven. I think you're forgiven with everything going on. Well, this song is just so special, and I know you've talked to a lot about how, you guys have sort of looked and recorded actually quite a few different versions, and then this sort of was the version that came out. So I guess from the first time to hearing it to now, can you talk a little bit about that kind of journey of the song, I guess?
Sure. We didn't write this song, which I think is really... I like that about it. I like that song. I don't think I could have written it any better. So that's when you're supposed to record it.
Yeah.
The demo of it is a guy named Jerry Flowers singing and playing guitar, and it's the guitar part is a part of the demo. It's a part of the song. And it's just really, you know, what we did with it. It took a second. It's not a special song. It's not straightforward as far as production goes. I think that's maybe why it fell to me. Instead of one of the other artists that had held it at one point. You know, this version of it is my producer Aaron and my guitar player in my band Teddy, kind of building this track out. And for whatever reason, it just this is the one that really spoke to us, and the timing couldn't have been better. I mean, that's the biggest thing with this duet is the timing, having Marin and my single cycles line up, because I don't think we'd be on the radio otherwise.
There's something good has got to come up. Something good has got to have come out this past year, and this was
Absolutely.
definitely one of those things.
So we're thrilled. I told you earlier, like the pressure of having her on a song. I know what that means, and I know if it fails, it's not my fault. So it's
Well, you
been
know, she's
cool to
just
have her back.
dropping a song tomorrow with a small artist called Taylor Swift, so no pressure with that one.
I know it's really cool too, and Taylor's been so supportive, not just of her but of me. Like she put my song "Love in a Bar" in like her preset playlist for her concerts and stuff, and she's biggest artist in the world. So having the song is cool. She's really gracious to let Maren be a part of it. So we're thrilled that that's
Well,
coming out.
I'm excited
A
to
lot
hear
of cool
that one
things for
tomorrow.
Maren this year, huh? Mostly me. Mine is the biggest, but yeah, Taylor tune is just really. I'm really proud of her. I'm proud of Maren for spending a whole year collaborating is such a cool thing. I don't
At
think
the
it's what
same time
people.
as being a, you know, if you guys are first time parents, has that, do you think that's kind of changed your approach to, I guess, songwriting and your artistry? Has that changed it at all? Because people do talk, I mean, it's such a huge event to happen in your life, becoming a parent for the first time.
I think it makes you a little more serious about craft just because it has to work. It can't, it's not like you're just messing around. And I mean, it does make, I think it makes you a little more serious about it. But the content hasn't necessarily changed. I haven't forced that at all. Maren's written a couple
No.
things I think that are pretty kind of leaning that direction. But for me, I haven't really. I don't know. I think it's just that nothing's really hit me that hard as a song, but it will at
I
some point.
mean, logistically, it's probably more of a change. I mean, I was looking at your video, which is absolutely stunning, but there's definitely different things you've got to work out schedules-wise now, suddenly with having a child. Can you talk about a bit about recording that video? Because it was stunning.
The video? Oh man, that's Marin and TK. I kind of was the one banging on the recording. And then when we were gonna put it out, Maren was really serious about doing a video before the song was released, and it all kind of coming out together. So she was the one who worked with TK to make, that idea come to life. And people really love the rotating floor, right? And that was definitely something that took us out of our comfort zones. But I think that the work totally paid off on that. It's such a beautifully shot moment, and for as nervous as we were the entire time, it turned out awesome, I think.
It definitely paid off, but I did watch it and think I would definitely be a little bit queasy if I was having to
Well, the problem was
record on that.
they'd stop the take, but they'd keep the floor moving, so they'd be giving us notes while this thing is still. So we walked for probably like 3 hours at a time. It's amazing. Like, can you turn this thing off so we can get a break? But they didn't want to, like, they wanted to move quickly through the day. So, but it was so fun. I mean, I loved the whole day shooting that video.
Yeah, people kind of forget the physicality of some of these things and how long it actually takes to do it. It's not just like a one take wonder. There's a lot more that goes into these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And obviously, I really wanted to talk to you about, you know, your EP released last year and Every Other Memory. That song and Wish for the World, which is at the end, I think are two songs that, I mean, Wish for the World has just been a song that I feel like is very special for the past year and kind of everything that everyone's kind of gone through. Could you talk a little bit about that track?
Yeah, I thank you for liking those projects. I think what you're talking about is the live version on the EOM EP. And then on the Platonic EP, there's the last song on that one is also Wish for the World. That recording was made by Jakir King and Aaron Dice, and which is cool for me. Like Jakir did like Kings of Leon and the Niall Horan album. Just an amazing dude to work with. I close my set with that song, or I have been that I could play. And it just is a really cool way, I think, to end a night. And it felt natural. And I just loved, I wrote that with my friend Aaron, who produced it, and my friend Joe. And I had that song title, and I didn't exactly know what I wanted it to be, but I just sort of those lines just sort of started falling out. And and you know, it's cool to write that kind of song with your friends, and it's cool just because I feel like each line is kind of a little prayer. And I love like the last thing people like hear from my show. I know everybody wants to drink 50 beers and have a great time, and you know, there's a lot of ways you can end a night, but I just love that the thing that people leave with is something that, you know, is truly what my hope is for all of them.
Yeah.
And for all those people that come and see our show, I want you to have a great time, but I want you to leave and feel like, you know, something amazing happened in that room. And that's just why that song sets off, I think, such an amazing moment for people. I think it's like the most connected that everybody is the entire night. And it's true. I wrote that and put it out before the world shut down. And so it is amazing to think of and to, yeah, I guess think of in that context. It's hard to
look back. Particularly the live version, you know, the live version is the one that I've listened to probably the most, and cool. Kind of hearing that sort of, you know, the wish for the world is to kind of get back to that and get back to that live version and be able to hear it again.
I hadn't thought of that. And that's a really good point. And I appreciate you kind of putting, like connecting those dots, because that it's true. I mean, that's what a blessing to have that recording now.
Yeah, it kind of, yeah. Well, it's just a reminder that, I mean, we're all going to get back to that eventually. So it'll be great to see that live. I guess, what is next? I mean, this is the single and it's a huge moment. Do you know yet what the kind of rest of the year is going to look like for you in terms of music?
Man, I don't know what it's going to look like. And I think that's the fun part. I obviously have more songs that we want to release. And it's kind of fun to see like what people on my team are gravitating toward post.
Yeah.
Just because that's kind of how you make decisions, is like, this is what my gut says, but what do the people around me say that you trust? And so I hope, I mean, obviously we'll have some songs come out. I don't know what form they'll take, if it's an album or if it's another.
Yeah.
EP or whatever, but they're sitting there and they're ready to go. Obviously, I think the ones that we have ready to go are a little on the they're a little more they're more toe tappers, I guess. Chasing is definitely a ballad, so got some more fun stuff coming, so I'm excited about all of it. I love making music in this town. I love getting to write music for other artists, and I love just having my own project on Arista Records. It's so cool.
I mean, Nashville is an incredibly special town filled with incredibly special talent and artists. So yeah, it'll be great to be able to, well, for us to finally get back out there and you guys to come to the UK. It'll be special when things finally open up.
100%.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for your time today, and congratulations on everything that's going on. And yeah, happy birthday to Hayes.
Thank you very much. Have a great one. Appreciate all the questions today.
Not at all. Thanks. Speak to you soon. Bye.